Imagine attending a Manhattan party where a successful businessman reveals the secret to his career success. It's all about who you know. While this might initially sound like an old boys club advantage, Molly Beck had an epiphany. What if anyone could systematically build their own powerful network from scratch? Her solution became brilliantly simple. Send one thoughtful email each workday to someone new. This reach-out strategy transformed her career more dramatically than job applications, conference speaking, or networking events ever could. 6 years later, her approach has become a career game-changer for thousands across industries. The truth is stark but liberating. Whatever your dreams, whether appearing on a morning show or launching a successful business, someone else likely controls access to that opportunity. By growing your network now, when that key decision maker asks their circle for recommendations, your name might emerge. Consider this revealing statistic. Candidates referred by current employees are hired about 2/3 of the time versus blind applications. Other people quite literally hold the keys to making your career dreams reality. Consider Beyoncé. Even her extraordinary talent would have limited reach without her vast network. While talent is crucial, connections help it get noticed. Your network isn't about awkward business card exchanges. It's simply the people you know. It's a noun, not a verb. You build it naturally through genuine interactions, not forced networking events. Most meaningful opportunities come through these connections, benefiting not just your career, but all aspects of life. Think of your network as a toolbox, requiring diverse tools, not just hammers. Even specialists, like doctors, gain from connections outside their immediate field. Research by Mark Greneviter shows people were 58% more likely to find jobs through weak ties than strong ones, as distant connections access different circles and fresh information. Establish a strong digital presence before your first reach out, so potential connections find a credible professional identity online. Start with three key steps. First, create a permanent professional email address using your name. Work or school emails eventually expire. Second, develop your LinkedIn profile to showcase your professional network and connect with new contacts. Be honest about your experience, highlight skills you want to develop, and gather recommendations from past employers. Third, maintain an active presence on at least one additional industry-relevant social media platform, posting twice monthly minimum. Consider creating a personal website. While only 7% of job seekers have one, 56% of hiring managers find them impressive. The foundation of effective reach-outs lies in reciprocity. People naturally want to reciprocate unexpected gifts, so start with giving rather than asking. Provide at least two gifts: a specific compliment connecting their work to your experience, e.g., your concept X helped me accomplish Y, plus another offering, like relevant articles, exclusive access, press opportunities, or professional advice. When requesting favors, ask specific questions that can't be Googled and require brief answers. Replace vague requests like, "Can I pick your brain?" with targeted questions about industry trends or situation-specific career advice. This gift-first strategy builds goodwill before making requests. Strategic outreach falls into four categories based on your connection to the target. The RE-R targets existing or past connections and boasts the highest response rate, that 80%, making it an ideal starting point. The follow-up RO builds on recent in-person meetings, with a 60% response rate when sent promptly after events. The borrowed connection RO uses mutual contacts. Always get permission first, reference the connector in the subject line, and move them to BCC after introductions. The cool RO, targeting people with no existing connection, has the lowest success rate at 25% and should comprise no more than 20% of your outreach. For cool ROs, focus on accessible targets, like boutique owners or authors, rather than high-profile executives. Authors especially appreciate hearing from engaged readers. Send reach-outs from your personal email to maintain continuity across job changes, except for work-related outreach. Create compelling subject lines by referencing the target's content, inspired by your June 30 blog post, mutual connections from Taylor Smith's friend, or shared traits, fellow Cleveland marketer. Use title case for better open rates. Start with a professional greeting using the person's name, followed by a brief self-introduction highlighting your most relevant credential. The body should contain your gift, a genuine compliment, plus one additional offering. When requesting a favor, make it specific and easily answerable. Close with gratitude and include a strategic signature containing your full name, title, and professional social media links. Before sending, proofread thoroughly, verify names, and test links. Remove weak phrases like just, sorry, and I think. Add the recipient's email last to prevent premature sending. Don't let perfectionism stop you. As Tina Fey notes in Bossy Pants, you can't be that kid standing at the top of the water slide overthinking it. You have to go down the chute. Beck's biggest career regret was not making reaching out a consistent daily habit earlier. Her sporadic outreach in college and early career, once or twice monthly, limited her network's growth and opportunities. As the proverb says, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Daily reachouts prevent fixation on any single response and eliminate the mental debate. It simply becomes automatic. Two scheduling approaches work well. Front-load your reachouts in one 45-minute weekly session to contact 5 targets, or one each day if you prefer shorter daily sessions. While sending takes about 8 minutes once practiced, identifying targets requires more focus. Maintain a running list in both your phone's notes app and draft email, capturing names whenever inspiration strikes, whether from curiosity or even jealousy, which can reveal personal aspirations. Send reachouts mid-morning on weekdays in the target's time zone for best results. By following the reach-out strategy plan and contacting one person every business day, you'll connect with about 260 people annually. With a 40% response rate, that's over 100 new connections. As your network grows, you'll start receiving more reach-outs yourself. When managing responses, follow 3 rules. Respond within 24 hours, be a joy in their inbox, and express gratitude. Adam Grant's research shows gratitude doubles the likelihood of future help. For in-person meetings, prepare 3 discussion topics, smile, respect time limits, and follow up within 24 hours. If 2 weeks pass without response, move on. Reaching out is a numbers game. To become an attractive reach-out target, make your contact information visible across platforms and stay responsive and positive. Your next opportunity isn't going to appear magically. It's waiting in someone else's inbox. One email a day might seem small, but compound interest applies to relationships too. Start today, and in a year, you'll have a network that opens unexpected doors. Your career trajectory changes the moment you hit send on that first reach out.